Hey there, Sharon Hornell. I'm here with Supersize Your Business. Let's talk about how to build a strong intellectual property strategy to supersize and grow your business. What the heck is intellectual property? Do you have any? Do you want some? Can you get some? And can you use it to supersize and grow your business? And the answer is usually yes. And I'll tell you the fastest, easiest way to create intellectual property in your organization. And that is, I'm going to tell you right now, that is through documentation. Document your processes and procedures. Have them in writing. Have everything in your business documented, primarily because that makes it more valuable and more sellable someday when you want to have an exit strategy for your business or when you want to pass it on to someone else in your family. I'm in generational businesses in my family. We've been doing that for decades. So that's the fastest, easiest way to create intellectual property is to document your processes, keep track of what you do and your systems, continually improve them, et cetera. And we're going to talk about a process for doing that. So intellectual property, what the heck is it? It's patents. It is trademarks. It's copyrights and it's trade secrets. It's how you uniquely do things that other people don't, how you run your business, how you run your processes, how you run your teams, how you lead, how you make decisions. All of those things should be documented and protected right by the author. The first thing we want to do is we want to identify, do we have any intellectual property? Probably do. If you've been in business any amount of time, you probably have a way that you do things that other people don't, that gives you a competitive advantage, that helps you to serve the people you're here to serve better. If you don't have that documented, I'm going to tell you right now, start today. Start today to write those things down and capture those things for so many reasons, but especially as you're growing and building and supersizing your business, because people come and go. You need to add resources to your company all the time. You either need to outsource certain functions or things, or you need to bring in more people and train more people and help your people to grow and develop in order to grow and build and supersize your business. Because what you're doing right now, you don't have everything you need at the next level for your business, or you'd already be at the next level of your business. I know, shocker. So the first thing you want to do is identify, do we have any intellectual property? Are we innovative? Have we created some solutions that no one else has? Have we copywritten or trademarked or patented those solutions, depending on what type of industry you're in? In manufacturing, we dealt in patents all the time. My Italian food manufacturing business, all of our recipes are copywritten. I have people every day ask me for my recipes, and the answer is always no, I'm not going to give you my recipes. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars protecting those recipes and the processes by which we create. Just having the recipe doesn't do you any good. You need the processes and the systems and the procedures that go along with manufacturing and creating those products and services, not just the recipes. But first step was copywriting those recipes. After we identify what intellectual property we have, what assets we have, and we just do that by doing an audit. We audit our own business. You know, a lot of times IRS audits everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people. Different regulatory agencies do audits. I did audits. I did literally hundreds and hundreds of audits when I was in corporate America. Part of my job as a quality director and vice president was to audit and pay attention to what was going on and do something called a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We do that for our own organization, but I used to do it for our suppliers, for our competitors, for our vendors, because it gave me a really clear look on the industry and what was going on in the particular markets that we were operating in. So you want to do a SWOT analysis on yourself. I say you should do a SWOT analysis on your business every single year, or somebody in your organization should. And it should be a realistic SWOT analysis, meaning really what are your strengths compared to others in the world? Because we don't just compete with people that are in the exact same industry and business as us. Not anymore. What are your weaknesses? What areas do people kick your butt in that you're not paying any attention to, but that's important to the customers that you're trying to serve? That's even more important than your strengths sometimes. We want to let people know our strengths, but we also want to make sure that we're fixing the things that really matter to the people that we're here to serve. And then opportunities and threats, of course. Threats like pandemics that we never consider are things that we always need to keep in mind as possibilities, because both positive possibilities are always out there, but so are negative possibilities, which are considered threats. Then after we know what we've got and we have identified it, we want to secure legal protection. How do we do that? You go to a lawyer. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a lawyer. I do not play one on TV. I do not play one anywhere. I have my lawyers and my legal teams that help me with anything questionable, anything legal, anything ethical, anything. Well, ethics and morals are up to us, but my legal team, it's their job to create trademarks and copyrights and patents. And there's thousands of those attorneys out there. You just have to interview them just like you do your accountant when you're picking the right one for your business. And once you get one, you pretty much stick with one. I've had the same copyright and intellectual property attorney for going on four decades now. It's why I've had the same accountant, the same accounting firm for since, when did I get, I don't remember, 29th? No, it might have been the 1990s that I got my accountant. I think it was 1996 or 7. So there's certain professions and certain partners that you partner with, or people that you partner with, or professionals that you work with and partner with, because they're an integral part to your business. I would say legal and finance and accounting are two very important areas to keep an eye on. Then we are going to enforce, once we get legal protection, we are going to make sure we have a process and a system in place for enforcing any infringement upon our intellectual property. So I've had people copy my recipes. We've had to have the lawyers send them a cease and desist letter. I have had people steal my customer list, had to have my attorneys cease and desist, things like that. And then finally, next we want to foster within our organization a culture of innovation. Why? Because things that are intellectual property come from innovation, ideas, different ways of doing things, things that processes and procedures and things that we can document and save and share or serve our customers, not necessarily share. They're usually protected. And then we want to do a regular review and continuous improvement in this process, just like any other process in our business. There are companies that do this extremely well and are very protective of their intellectual property, as they should be. For example, Apple, Nike, Google, Tesla. They have all, they're leaders in their industries. And one of the reasons that they are is because they have such strong intellectual property in different areas. I'm not going to go into them or I'll talk too long. But you can think about them and others that you know that have done a really good job of this. Questions about it, hit me up. I do have quite a bit of experience in this area, at least hiring lawyers to help me with this area of my businesses, the different businesses I've been in. Some businesses, it's very important to have intellectual property protected. Other businesses, not so much. That's it. Share your stories about intellectual property in the comments below, and I'll be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy to help you supersize and grow your business. Have an amazing day.